It's Saturday evening, 6 o'clock. The canteen of the homeless shelter of the Sant'Egidio community in the center of Rome. From all over the center, people come here to have dinner. Most of them are immigrants from all over the world, but the amount of Italians has increased significantly too, says Augusto D'Angelo, who volunteers in the shelter.
Allora, adesso siamo a, diciamo, 2 su 10 italiani. Prima era 1 su 10.
Now there are 2 Italians to every 10 guests. That used to be 1 on 10. So the crisis has doubled the amount of Italians in need of our canteen. And there were times when we had 3 times the amount of people coming in than before.
3 times a week, Sant'Egidio hosts around 800 homeless people in their canteen just outside the Trastevere tourist area. They are served a 3-course meal by a group of volunteers.
Cosa c'è stasera?
C'è la spinacina con le patate.
Today we have schnitzel with potatoes. As a starter, people can choose between pasta or soup.
Questa a Roma è l'unica mensa dove le persone, ciao, si fanno sedere a tavola e noi le serviamo.
This is the only homeless canteen in Rome where people are served at their tables. There is no self-service. The people you see here take the food and bring it to the tables. Because homeless people walk all day, we thought it would be a good idea to give them the opportunity to sit down for half an hour and eat peacefully.
The latest report of the Caritas shows that the Italians that seek help have doubled. More than 90% of them have a place to live, though, which can mean a friend's couch or a car. Some of them even own a house. Italians tend to have a housing property. They either inherited it or bought and paid for it as soon as possible. But due to job loss, a divorce or raised taxes, to some the property has become a burden instead of a joy. The 800 people in Sant'Egidio's canteen are reluctant to tell their stories. But then this anonymous woman approaches Augusto. The woman explains she is looking for the Ursuline nuns, who should have a monastery not very far from the shelter. Augusto asks her why she wants to go there.
Ma come mai hai perso la casa?
Per il lavoro.
Cioè hai perso il lavoro
e ho perso la casa.
I lost my job and then I lost my house. I'm 52 years old. I find myself with nothing.
Che lavoro facevi?
What job did you have?
I used to be a babysitter. I'm not married, so I have no one who can help me. I'm from Bari in the south. I came to Rome hoping it would be easier to find a job.
In the end, Augusto sends the woman to a convent around the corner. Like all voluntary organizations, Sant'Egidio is doing what it can. But the situation is worsening every day. You can actually see the numbers of homeless people multiplying on the Roman streets, as Italy continues to fight an economic crisis. If things don't change soon, Augusto thinks the streets of Rome and Italy are destined to be populated by more like those at Sant'Egidio's in the near future. Angelo van Schaik for DW, Rome.